Have you heard the cool Wake Up Club lately? Here's what you missed.
That's right, our resident urologist.
Yeah. What's the strangest thing? You were talking to Fat Man here about the strange thing. Strange with the...
I got a call about a guy that said he had a crayon in one of his private parts. I'm a urologist, so you can imagine what part it was.
It was the front end.
And I had said to the guy before he went to sleep, I said, should I call your wife when I'm done? He said, certainly. I called from the recovery room and I said, hi, Mrs. So-and-so. We're all done with surgery and everything's fine. She goes, oh, thank God you got the stone out. I said, lady, I just removed a crayon from your husband's penis. She said,
crayon? Crayon?
I said, yeah, your husband said you helped him put it there, which was true.
She goes, my son has crayons. He's 2 years old.
And I said, why don't you look in the box, lady? The chartreuse one's missing. Absolutely true story. And last year we had a guy with aquarium tubing. This one's even better, actually.
Oh, I bet.
So I went in to talk to the guy. We could see it on an X-ray, and he seemed a little bit unusual. And I said, "Well, why did you put it in there?" He said, "Well, for stimulation." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Now, I asked if he was straight or gay," and he looked at me offended. He goes, I'm straight. He goes, you think there's something wrong with me? I said, no, buddy. Everybody puts aquarium tubing inside themselves. All my normal patients do.
How much aquarium tubing?
3 feet, and we measured it.
Yes, it's true stories from the medical world with Dr. Jeff from Chicago.
Y'all just keep it over there this morning here because none of this regular terrible news stuff in the world can top it. Okay, so to hell with this.
Nicky Danger here.
Well, yeah.
Where's Dr. Jeff at?
Where's Doc? He's right over here.
Yes, well, tell him good morning, that stud muffin him. I like a guy who dangles in those little delicate areas.
Well, you want to bring in Sutter there? Oh, I'm sorry, Darlene first here.
Oh, yes, Darlene.
She sees dollar signs with a medical guy up here, you know?
Yes, I know.
So do you, for that matter.
Yes, so do I. The
difference is she might cash in. You don't have much of a chance.
I don't know. Have you had Darlene yet, Doc?
I heard she was a nun.
Excuse me? No, Doc, I mean, she never says none. You boys didn't tell him the whole story, did you?
We gotta go.
Yes. Well, toodles, boys.
Well, you know who we got on the phone right there?
Yeah, we've got Darlene. Mr. Limp Wrist
himself.
So do everybody. Fans of y'all's yesterday.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
A couple
of our fans, too.
Yes, and they're from the parish.
Oh, yeah? Well, good.
Yeah, so they work at the Marriott.
Yeah?
Yes, they listen to y'all.
They know Marriott in the parish.
There's one on Canal. They live in the parish.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, Nicky Danger's going to go to Ernst's Cafe with him.
Oh, boy.
Really? Yes, and see little Bo Walker.
That's right.
Yes, one of Bo's going to be at Ernst's Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
Right. Hands in the pockets. No running around goosing anybody, okay?
Oh, honey, I wouldn't dare.
Yeah, you would.
He's saving himself for you.
Saving himself for little Bobby Walker.
That's it.
Little Bo Walker. Now, little Bobby Walker, he's got that LSU reputation.
Oh, that's true.
If you wanted someone to imitate Nicky Dangerously, you could have called me, Doc.
Oh, my God.
I would rather have Blair than a chocolate bar.
Excuse me?
Hey, guys, it's Kenneth.
Oh, yeah, Kenneth. Oh, I remember you. Hey, big buddy. You were driving to church and heard yourself on the radio acting like a homer. Right? Yeah, we remember you. Little do you know, tape's rolling again.
Yeah, I've been invited for too long.
Joey Buttafuoco, who's always said he never laid a finger or anything else on Amy Fisher, is set to plead guilty today to a charge of statutory rape in the case.
Men are animals.
Oh, that's right. Blame men. That's right. You just blame the species. That's it.
Right. Had nothing to do with a girl with a gun.
Remember, you get more with a gun and a smile than just a smile.
Yeah, around here you do, at least.
All right, we'll chat at you later. 3 for 4 over the weekend on the Pro Picks, by the way.
Yes, 3 for 4. I would have been 4 for 4, but...
Somebody told you to pick the Packers, huh?
Yes, they did. Somebody in the studio, Fat Man. You know what I mean?
I know. It wasn't me, buddy.
It wasn't Darlene or Benny either.
Well, that only narrows it down quite a bit, doesn't it?
I want to thank Blair for that pick.
You're welcome very much.
Since Nicky Danger's on the phone here, I got a story just for you, Nick. Have you seen the new Vanity Fair?
No, I haven't.
Sylvester Stallone bares his biceps and everything else on the cover of Vanity Fair's November issue. Posing in the nude as Rodin's The Thinker. The cover shows the star of Rocky and Rambo movies seated in a profile on a large stone.
Oh.
His head resting on his hand, tastefully concealing
What a big star he is.
Oh, Nikki, aren't you excited? I am.
Page A11. Page A11, I have a black and white picture out here.
Yes, I'll have to get that.
Yeah, it's quite fetching. I know you'd appreciate that. I
bet Buffy, get the picayune.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I'm getting it now.
No, I'm sure you are.
You got a question for us?
It's about your little florist friend.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
Is he legit? I mean, is there a florist, or is he just someone, y'all?
Well, as far as I know, he's legit. I mean, I wouldn't know personally.
He
know.
Delivered flowers.
I mean, he has a florist.
He delivered roses to my wife yesterday for our anniversary.
And did carnation to your ex-wife.
The dead one.
Because my flowers are probably nicer, I think.
That florist business, that's an evil business, isn't it?
Yes, I bet you don't send dead ones.
Well, there you go.
I specialize.
Yes, you do.
Speaking of dead ones, your ex-wife said something about dead.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, good.
I don't think she meant you. It might have been part of you or something.
I know it. The only thing I remember about her is it smelled dead.
Yes. Okay. Happy birthday to Sergeant. He's a Sergeant Mike McGill with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office.
You just love a man in uniform, don't you?
Oh, Jesus. You don't know. Those nightsticks, it's amazing what they can do with those things. But, yes, Mike's very proficient with one.
There's one good thing about it. He's not quite as old as Bob Walker.
No.
I don't think there's anything living as old as Bob Walker, is there?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think Dirk's that old.
Clinton appeals gay ruling to high court.
The subhead.
Yeah, subhead, so to speak. Too broad in quotes
here.
Decision threatens his new policy there. Too broad.
That's a bad word to use, broad.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
But I tell you one thing, them foxholes will be cozy at night. just think of it, Jesus. I mean, we have guys lining up to sign up. But I may go sign up. Think of it.
This is my weapon. This is my gun. This is for shooting. This is for fun. Yes, I know.
Yes, you don't want to get those confused.
Well, are you going to call us this week, Friday, for your pitch, or are you going to miss it again?
No, I will call, yes, sir. But I was out of town.
Uh-huh.
I was with a foreign country.
Oh,
I was having foreign relations, I guess you could say.
Oh.
Yes, I think I was on Clinton's foreign relations policy.
All right.
Uh-huh. I got a question for Mr. Blair about Mr. Walker,
okay.
Bobby Walker. I think I know him.
You do?
Yes.
From where?
From LSU. I think he went to LSU. Maybe in the early 60s.
I think you're right. Yeah, because he's a big LSU fan.
The same guy.
Yeah.
Yes, they used to call him Little Bobby Walker.
Oh, really? Oh,
really? Who used to call him Little Bobby? All the guys?
All the guys at school. I guess some of the girls must call him that, too. But see, that's why I want to make sure it's the right Bobby Walker.
Didn't you used to dance with the My Oh My?
Yes, with the guy by the name of Little Bobby Walker. That's why I'm trying to find out. He was good.
Everybody likes to cha cha cha.
So to speak.
Those guys probably all owe student loans together.
Blair, the Fat Man, Darlene, and Ben Suttis, 5:30 till 10 on Cool 95 FM.